Last week, the Milwaukee School District suddenly pulled the plug on jazz and ethnic programs on WYMS radio. The district turned control of the WYMS signal over to WUWM, a station licensed to the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. The school district says it wants to stop running its own station in order to save money. But for a few years, the school district would pay WUWM more money than it cost the district this year. Hundreds of angry jazz fans complained at a school board meeting on Monday night, and yesterday a lawyer for a local jazz club owner says he filed a complaint in Milwaukee Circuit Court. Attorney Jeff Purnell says the Milwaukee district and superintendent violated the state's open meetings law when the district went behind closed doors to enter into a no-bid deal with WUWM.
They shut the station down after they took money from donors, and it wasn't, I mean, this was much, much more than just, you know, trying to figure out a budget and contemplate that budget out in the open afterwards.
Purnell contends there's a group of Milwaukee jazz listeners who think they could run WYMS, keeping local flavor and context with very little support from taxpayers. If that effort would fail, Purnell says he at least wants a court to make sure the Milwaukee School District lives up to a promise to return money to upset former listeners who donated during a recent WYMS pledge drive. The jazz club owner behind the complaint is Caroline Rubitsky. She says many local arts groups who had their performances promoted on WYMS have lost access to the airwaves.
I don't think the decision took into consideration the loss to those venues of their voice to the community, of their connection with the jazz community and with the arts communities.
WUWM is promising to offer some jazz on the WYMS signal soon, but Rubitsky says she's not convinced the university will have any local jazz hosts or airtime for local jazz artists. MPS Superintendent Spence Corte last night brushed past a reporter who was seeking comment on the open meetings complaint. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.